Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
I know it sounds a little cliche, but today we're going to talk about how to bloom where you're planted. I'm going to read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 21 through 24. And in these four verses that we look at, a little bit longer than a normal reading that we use for these daily devotionals, so follow along closely. Starting now here, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 21. Were you called while a slave? Do not be concerned about it, but if you can be made free, rather use it. For he who is called in the Lord while a slave is the Lord's freedman. Likewise, he who is called while he's free is Christ's slave. You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men. Brethren, let each one remain with God in that state in which he was called. Paul dealt with questions and controversies among the Corinthian Christians regarding marriage and singleness. It seems that many of those who were married thought that they would be more spiritual if they were single. And many of those who were single had questions about getting married. One general theme in this chapter is, you can honor and serve the Lord in your present situation. You know, it's common for the single person to think, if I were married, then I could really serve Jesus. It's also common for the married people to think, well, if I was single, then I could truly serve the Lord. What's often missed is the urgent truth that we can serve God in our present circumstance. Paul used an extreme example to illustrate this, slavery. He told those who became believers as slaves, do not be concerned about it. A slave can please God as a slave. He should not live his life thinking, I can't do anything for God now, but I could if I was a free man. No, he can and should serve God as he was able to in the present moment. Now, Paul's real point in this section was about marriage and singleness, but slavery illustrated the same principle. However, Paul wanted them to know that just because a slave could please God, it didn't mean that Jesus never wanted a slave to be made free. If a slave had the opportunity to gain his freedom, he should take advantage of it. Along that idea, Paul stated an important principle. Do not become slaves of men. Now, this is true not only regarding literal slavery, but also spiritually. We are never to put ourselves under the inappropriate control or influence of others. You know, it's easy to allow someone who's gifted, esteemed, or famous to do our thinking and our seeking of God for us. We are followers of Jesus, not slavishly devoted to those whom God may raise up to be leaders among believers. But Paul stated the main idea once again. Let each one remain with God in that calling in which he was called. You see, this principle applies across a broad spectrum, married or unmarried, circumcised or uncircumcised, slave or free. We can seek God's best and be used by him right where we are. Of course, if someone is in a sinful occupation, they should leave it. But apart from that, we can bloom wherever God plants us. And all the while, we're open to a change in our circumstance, but we know that God can and will bless us and use us right where we are. Don't feel like you have to wait to honor and serve Jesus. You can do that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.